She's dressed in all black. She's got that Angela Davis stay. And she be praying on her knees, saying, Lord, help me please get out of this captivity. And she cries, and she cries.
Hail Mary, as she reminds us.
Hail Mary, full of grace. How I long to feel your sweet embrace. Lend your helping hand with this heavy load on this treacherous road. Please protect my soul.
Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
by, I always seem to wonder why we can't just have a bit more time. You say the distance makes the heart grow fonder. I can't wait much longer. Can we just have a bit more time? Every time we say goodbye, I anticipate the far long drive back home is where to my place, counting down the days till we get to do it all again. Doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how far. Well spent with you, even with nothing to do. Doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how far it takes to get to you. There's nothing I'd rather do than waste away the days when I have nothing to say. Time is well spent with you, even with nothing to do.
Have you ever done coke off a book? It ain't the Bible, but it'll have to do. This happened in Wilding's large art room, where young men and women stay sparse at night, pumping tech house, technical drinks. Julianne lives it big, I think. There are millions of people that act when they're kids. I'm sure they end up exactly like this. I'm not bohemian like you. Not if I was the last one on earth. She digs, I'd dig her back. I'd bribe the bride with thick kickbacks. She lives just past Rice Howard Way. I know some assholes that teach me to climb pays, but they all have one thing up in common. Fashionable miss, they need the queen bitch. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Your friends and enemies both dislike me. If the rumors were true, I'd hate me too. But I'm cold on the wire, I've never been in wire. I was watching The Wire when we first met. Like disposable cells, I was focused as hell. Mega Man 4 is still my favorite one. I pushed my will on 221, somewhere around Jaeger 19. Then I turned 20 and turned my wheel to feel myself steal the Achilles' good heel. And I didn't want to weird her out, no doubt. So I felt myself write something mildly committal, where I styled around with esoteric terms to articulate the profundity in our words. Contemporaries got it locked so strange. Called a little man, atomic bomb code name. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Deep down, you find me foolish. Beautiful ideals, how does it feel? My old guard fears your face. Based on the space of our embrace, get chased. In the race for respect from a female elder, I hold heat like a welder of Prometheus and you. In time, yet men are tools, except being used. Your core is cool, not cruel. You're good on the cover, I don't read books. I can't be your lover, and I'm not stupid. I don't lie on paper or between it. Julianne seems like a behemoth. She likes the boys in the band. Says that he's her all-time favorite, but I'm less Rick and more Richard D. Please don't start dissing me. No. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Say.
future is grim, but somebody still buys skim milk.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Yeah. What up, mom? How you been? Yeah, I know, I know. It's all good. Girl, your stare, those eyes. Fetish for fucking you with your skirt on the back street in the backseat of the Yukon. What's taking so long? I'm getting anxious but patiently waiting for you to tell a nigga to move on. Between me and you, we can find each other flying abroad in my private G2. I ain't trying to G you, but I'm trying to see you bent over. You know how we do it, feet to shoulders, bring heat to cold this night. So ferocious, now you're street promoting the dick game is potent. Cause in the bed, nigga go hard like Jordan, sweat pouring, loving the way you be moaning, gripping the sheet, looking at me, licking at me, cause every woman just wanna be happy, and it's crazy, but baby, I
love it when I'm with you, baby,
girl, your stare, those eyes, I
love it when you look at me, baby,
your lips, your smile, I
love it when you kiss me, baby,
your hips, those thighs, I
I know when there's a better day, you're coming, I'm hooked on your love and believe me. And when you hold my body, I know you need me. Wait for me, baby. I've been going half crazy for your love, and I was told that the sex better than drugs. Been getting addicted, boy, listen. I'm the only piece of the puzzle you're missing. Like when we kissing,
bye, bye, bye.
Still young and I'm living my life. You know you're riding up.
bumper, get your number, baby.
Baby, I can only help but wonder.
Life would be without
my sweet baby.
Hey, you're my baby.
Holler if you hear me. You can understand that my love is pain. And how I'm feeling, babe, it's just a woman thing.
It's a man's world, but I understand.
But let's do nothing different, boy, let's stick to the plan.
You be my down ass with your round ass.
I know I'm feeling you.
Like you feeling me.
The way you're warming my body.
Girl, your stare, those eyes, I
love it when you look at me, baby.
Your lips, your smile, I
love it when you kiss me, baby.
Your hips, those thighs, I
love it when you fuck me, baby.
And I can't deny,
I love it when I'm with you, baby.
Morning. You're here with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And for the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path or paths or wherever we're going today. Honestly, I feel like today is like one of those days where, you know, let's just see what happens. I generally come in here with a plan, but I don't know. If you know me personally, you know that plans just not something that I do particularly well. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, Pacific Spirit Park. And if you've never listened to the show, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry I missed you guys last week. However, I'm back. And I'll be here for you like I am every Thursday to really help you help yourself. I say that in like the least condescending way possible. I feel like it's really hard, you know. It's really hard to be informed or to even hear stories that make you laugh. You know, we often don't have enough time to just, you know, enjoy ourselves. And so, you know, if you're getting ready for work, you know, maybe getting your kids ready for school, maybe you're driving them to school, maybe you're at work already, maybe you're, you know, in the UK and you are, you know, folding clothes after a long day of hard work, you know. Who knows what you're doing, but I thank you for being here with me. See, on the show, what we like to do is we talk about news here in BC. We talk about news here nationally in Canada. We talk about news from around the world. Sometimes we just talk about news from south of the border. And often, if we can get some real, you know, we'll talk about the animals. It's probably my most favorite. But let's just jump right in to the weather because, like I said, it's like an odd time for news this week or this month, this year. There's simply just not a real lot going on. I think that everybody's just broke. I feel like that's how the new year tends to start off. People are just broke. Like, fortunately for me, my day job allows me like the privilege to be able to travel. So I was spending time in Puerto Rico, which is a beautiful island in the Caribbean. I feel like I could definitely move there. And then Santa Barbara, I was doing some work. And there's really something to say about a place that doesn't pride itself on its vegan, vegetarian options, like being able to just be there and eat meat off of the street. I don't know. Something about that. Just something about a place like that that just makes me feel like home, even though my home isn't a place where that type of stuff happens. But it just feels, you just feel better eating animals. And I think that if you disagree, you're lying to yourself. We deny ourselves good things all the time. And I don't know why that is one of those things that we feel like there is a moral high ground to stand upon. Anyways, let's just get into the weather. So today is January 24th. First off, happy birthday to my oldest friend, Obadele Yohanse Brown. We turned 30 this year, man. It's been a wild ride. It's very interesting. I've met Yohanse before I could even remember meeting people because our parents met in a line to pick up our older brothers. And just by happenstance, his mother was driving New Jersey plates and my mom is nosy as fuck. So she went and started drumming up this conversation. And if you know me personally, you know where I get my social skills from my mother. And she can talk to anybody and she can make anybody feel special. And I feel like that is a gift that I fortunately have been passed on, I hope. But anyways, so she started talking to Yohanse's mom and 29 years later, we're still buddies. So happy birthday, my dude. And how we're celebrating here in British Columbia, because I know where you are at, it's cold and snowy and you're possibly digging yourself out of your car right now. But it is a high of 7 degrees. It'll be cloudy. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly cloudy. However, the sun will peak and it'll be around a high of 8. And it'll be sunny all the way until Wednesday, where it says it's going to rain. But we know how this weather forecast continues to change. And then Thursday will be rainy all the way basically until the weather, you can't see it anymore. So past February 7th, I don't know. But however, it says it's going to be showers until then. And this is Vancouver winter, so I have no reason to not believe them. However, tune in next Thursday and maybe there will be an update. So if you know here in British Columbia, there's really four things now that dominate the news. So that is weed, drugs, housing, and basically economics. A story just came out from CBC today that says 46% of Canadians feel they're $200 or less away from financial insolvency. And so if you read the story, that's really up from 40% from the previous quarter. And this is something that we've talked about, not just in Canada, but in North America, period, is that people are overwhelmingly living paycheck to paycheck. It's like where there is, I believe, to be a gap in perception when it comes to, just how well people are doing. I find myself in conversations with people who don't really understand that for the vast majority of individuals, like, saving just isn't an option. So we can get to the government shutdown in the United States a little later, but people talk about how come people haven't saved or how come people, are this close to being poor or homeless or destitute. And speaking from somebody who is broke, but who hasn't always been broke, like, saving is hard. Not only is saving hard, you just realize how little people are making and how many people are making that little bit work so very hard for them. It is really hard to see, particularly because we feel that we encounter so many different people, you know, walking around every day. But there's so many people walking around, particularly working and walking around, who are poor. Like, the amount of working poor is incredible. And it's something that, I mean, it's going to have to be addressed, because it just continues to get worse and worse. Like, last quarter it was 40%. Now it's 46%. And 51% of the respondents say they're feeling the pinch of interest rates, where I feel like, I don't know what that actually means, because people generally don't understand interest rates. However, that can be, it can be interpreted as, you know, people really understand that the interest rates are increasing, and those increases are causing their payments, or, you know, their bills to go up, particularly due to the rise in interest rates, you know, in the past 2 years. And so it's interesting that this is not just a issue that is a Canadian issue. This is a, this is just a North American issue. People are feeling squeezed out, and it's going to take some real changes, because it's not just a, hey, these people need to save more money, but moving on to one of the more disturbing news stories that I have heard here in Vancouver. So if you haven't heard, the RCMP and the VPD have been, they set up a sting operation to try to catch people who would pay to have sex with underage girls. And so what the VPD did, they set up basically an online chat room escort service where people would contact. And when they contacted the service, they said that there would, you know, that the girl that they were talking about were between 15 and 17. And they said a lot of people immediately cut off contact and, you know, went away. But there were 47 individuals who became so excited that they decided to pursue it enough to go to a hotel room, and where they were arrested. And that 47 men included people from all different walks of life. So teachers, a board of trustees from a Catholic school here, a teacher from the from an all-girls Catholic school here, a firefighter, a bike gangster, and just some other people, if you wanted to look it up, the stories on CBC. However, this is just, I mean, it's troubling and not surprising at the same time. Like, I feel the majority of people, if you listen to the show and you rock with me, you probably have watched To Catch a Predator at least once in your life, because that is something that we find pretty entertaining. Chris Hansen jumping out, you know, saying like, hey, what are you doing here, dude? Why do you have duct tape? And we find it entertaining. The sick part is that the show can exist and can exist for decades. It's sick that this only went on for like a month, and they were surprised at how easy it was to find targets. Like, it was so easy that they had so many people trying to have sex with underage girls that they had to turn down people because they didn't have enough, police manpower, to really engage with that. Not only with that, was there are escort sites which were like talking about the police operation, and warning people who were potentially going to be become, suspects or criminals, due to this. And the whole ecosystem behind like underage sex trafficking is sick. Like sex trafficking in general is sick. Not sex work, but sex human trafficking. And it's just something that I don't feel like maybe gets talked about enough, but when we see news stories like this and it brings it back to our attention, it's that this is actually going on all the time. And so it's not just these 47 men who've been caught, but there's clearly an appetite for, these acts. And what can you do to stop it? Like when I was growing up, I had a really good friend, and from elementary school, we played all types of sports together. And his father would even drive us around to all types of sports, pick us up, teach us how to play baseball. And when I was in high school, we found out that his father, who was the president of the ACLU, was arrested for charges of child pornography. So it's like, and as from my recall, like he never posed any threat to me or, made me feel any type of way. But clearly he had some issues as an individual and which cost him his life and, his freedom because well deserved, cost of his life and freedom. And it's, I'm just saying that you can never really know what these people look like and what these people do behind closed doors. But it's sick that this is going on all around us, that people are looking to have sex with underage girls. Like it's not just like a high profile problem that we tend to look at as something that happens far away from us or only the famous people. There's regular ass people, like tourists here. Like, I feel like if you're a tourist and you get caught doing something like that, trying to have sex with an underage girl in, another place, not that it's worse than doing it in your own country, but if you go to another place to try to do some shit like that, you should be punished too. The highest degree, as well as all of the other individuals. When we get back, we are going to talk about how Canadian weed shortage and how I just don't believe that is actually a real thing.
The volume was a little low there. Here we go one more time. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting sort of live or very live from unceded Musqueam territory and this is I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by the total interruption of a pre-record that just happened. And I apologize if you were very interested in that story, because it sounded really interesting. It was something to do with, you know what? I'll leave it to the memories now because it was about more complicated things than I can do justice to in this scenario. So, yes. Thank you for tuning in. You're currently listening to a track by JRCG called Dog Ear from his upcoming album, Grim Iconic Sadistic Mousetrap.